From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Chinese government says democratically elected pro-independence lawmakers in Hong Kong should not be allowed to take up their seats in the legislature. The issue emerged when two pro-independence members were sworn in, pledging allegiance to the Hong Kong nation rather than China. It was not immediately clear how many lawmakers would be affected by the order. China's conclusion that some elected legislators are unfit for office has triggered a political uproar that threatens to deepen divisions between residents of Hong Kong and China. Israel has repeated its opposition to a French-sponsored international conference to revive peace efforts with the Palestinians. The conference was proposed to start before the end of the year. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has spoken out against international diktats and repeatedly has called for direct negotiations with the Palestinians. Mr. Netanyahu's emissaries made clear that Israel will not participate in any international conference convened contrary to that position. Kurdish-led Syrian forces, backed by U.S. air power, captured a number of Islamic State positions Monday north of the city of Raqqa. But the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says there has been no real progress so far in the offensive there. Iraqi Kurdish forces launched an offensive Monday to capture the town of Bashika from the Islamic State fighters. Kurdish Peshmerga forces had surrounded the town for weeks ahead of that assault. Peshmerga Lieutenant Colonel Safin Rasoon tells Reuters that an estimated 100 IS fighters are inside the town of Bashika. This is VOA News.